So we have an online room in case anybody wants to log in as well, or we'll have the agenda in there. Can I start the recording, please? Right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this CCWG on Internet Governance face-to-face working group session. We're here in Buenos Aires with maybe a quick follow-up from the discussions we had earlier this week. I think it was on Monday, it feels like such a long time ago. Our agenda today is quite straightforward. First, we're going to be looking at the membership changes that we have asked the SOs and ACs and find out if we've had positive replies with a no objection reply from the SOs and ACs on widening the group's participation to fall in line with the participation in other cross-community working groups in ICANN. And then we'll look at the calendar of forthcoming activities. And the plan here is to actually plan for the next session of topics so as to be a bit proactive on these. I think that we'll also probably be discussing a follow-up on the meeting we had on Monday, which is whether this group is looking forward to actually contribute to these topics by actually drafting statements, etc. It was a discussion we started a little bit on the conference calls, but having everyone face-to-face will probably make the dialogue much easier. Rafiq, do you want to add anything?
About what? So about just the introduction? Think about like the item number two and so on, I think in terms of operational issues, we are done. And I guess for us, we have to focus now on more the substantive part. And I hope that from this meeting, we will have this and to create a momentum so for us as a working group to give input. This is what we agreed on. So this is my main point of view here. So.
Okay, thanks very much, Rafiq. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. A couple of housekeeping notes, of course. Say your name when you start speaking so that we can have all of this transcribed and with the correct names. Secondly, also, at the moment, we don't have any remote participants, so I'll be checking on the hands in the Adobe Connect room in case there are remote participants that wish to speak. And thirdly, Yongam Lee, the third co-chair of this working group, is not able to make it because she's still at a CCNSO meeting at this present moment. So she sends her apologies. Let's go then, I guess, quickly to the CCWG on IG membership and hope that we don't spend too much time on this so that we can actually dig into the substantive issues. Just before running on that, does anybody wish to suggest any additions to the agenda that we have on the screen at the moment? Okay, I don't see anyone putting their hand up. So let's move on to that. Can we have a, because I see here there's a link to the charter, so for any of you that are on the... in the room. Yes, you can. It works.
No, you cannot share. I mean, yes.
Oh, maybe, yes. Who has this? Oh, there you go.
I think, yeah. Sorry, no.
So we'll be sharing this document in a moment. So this is not the red line document as such. I was hoping that Bart Boswinkel was going to be in the room because he's been shepherding this process. Effectively, what we were asking the SOs and ACs was to widen the membership of the working group. Originally, and that's in number five. If we can scroll down to number five, please. There is no one here. Oh, co-chair is here. Welcome, Yongam Lee. Sorry, I had sent your apologies, but well done for making it here quickly. Great. You've made me a presenter. So, and it doesn't show anywhere at the moment because I'd need to share my screen. This is the screen over there. So if we can move down to number five, please. I've opened it already, but it doesn't open everywhere else.
Oh, yeah. And Lynn says she's at the CCWG session. She can't make it here.
Okay, Lynn Centimore, we have apologies from her. Okay, thank you. Okay, so member staffing
Chair,
organization.
Marilyn Cade said she's in a cab on the way, apologizes, but is going to try and dial in.
Thank you very much, Peter, for this. And when Marilyn comes on, if staff could just let us know, then we'll... There's no Adobe.
There's no Adigo.
Ah, well, hopefully she'll have internet somehow, somewhere. We'll see. Right, so as it stands at the moment, it's the charter says the working group shall be comprised of participants who may be either members, observers, or experts. And we define the members as being the people that are allocated to the working group or nominated to the working group by their respective supporting organization and advisory committee. And when it comes down to the observers, they are people that I guess don't have much right to speak. They're just there to observe and listen in on the conversations and so on. It was felt in the view of other cross-community working groups that have recently, not so recently, been created, I guess, the one on stewardship and the one on accountability, that we could broaden this to be participants. So we'd have members and participants, and the participants would have exactly the same right as the members to speak. But if it ever came down to a vote, then only the members would be voting. That was sent to the different SOs and ACs, and the question that was asked from the SOs and ACs was whether there was any objection to this widening of the membership as such. And the response, I'm only working from memory, and I will have to turn over to Renate. I believe that the response so far has only been positive, but I haven't tracked who has responded so far. So Renate will look it up. Rafik tells me the GNSO has responded and said it's okay. The ALAC has responded and said it's okay. I believe the ESAC has responded as well. Yongam, I'm turning over to you, and sorry to put you on the spot, but are you aware whether the CCNSO has considered this expansion and whether they have sent their no objection consent?
This for this meeting, we weren't able to discuss the CCW internet governance during the CCNSO meetings. I will circulate the document to the list and get back to you with the results.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other updates, I guess? Well, maybe we shouldn't spend any more time on this topic. Rafik?
Okay, I think I recall that Bart sent some response some time ago about this issue, so just trying to check the communication from him. So I think the CCNSO confirmed it, but just I'm checking. Yes. Oh. So what he's saying that the letter has already shared with the CCNSO Council, and it will be in the upcoming meeting again. So which upcoming meeting. That was done in the 16th April, so I guess they have already. But we didn't hear from them.
Thank you, Rafiq. Maybe we could have an action item to follow up with the CCNSO, please, to find out what their decision was. Perhaps I could task Youngham with this action item. Thank you. Actually, I don't have the right to task another chair, do I? Sorry for the choice of words. Could I kindly suggest? Right, let's not waste any more time on this procedural. Anybody wishes to comment on this? Are there any comments or questions, or shall we just move on to the next part? I see no one putting their hand up, so let's go down to agenda item number three. And let's have a look at the calendar of forthcoming activities.
Olivia. Sorry, Alejandro Pisanti here.
Yes, Alejandro.
I am not a member. I have not been designated. I don't know if everybody here is. Can we know that? And I mean, I may just have to leave.
Yes, thank you very much, Alejandro. So the way that we've operated so far, actually, was to already operate with our new proposed rules as such. As an observer, I guess you can be given the floor if the chair allows you to have the floor, if we're still running by the old rules. So there is absolutely nothing that would ask you to leave the room in any way, so that's fine. You're absolutely welcome here. Now, in the agenda, you have a link to the global internet activities for the rest of this year. And I think that our plan was really to start looking at each one of the topics that we have, each one of the meetings that are coming up, and to plan our own activities as to how we want to prepare for this and whether we wish to set ourselves some deadlines on this. I know, Nigel, you wanted to say a few words perhaps first, or should we just open the floor for a first set of feedback on this? It's unfortunate that Marilyn Kate isn't here, since she's very much intent with all of the different forthcoming meetings that are taking place outside of the ICANN walls. But I open the floor quite openly at the moment to see if there are any suggestions as to how we should proceed to go through each one of these and say whether we should go forward. Peter Ningethridge.
Thank you, Chair. Can I start perhaps at a higher level, a meta topic? I've very much appreciated the fact that Nigel and staff have circulated prior to ICANN staff, particularly Fadi, speaking at some of these events. We've seen a preliminary draft or an indication of that, and people have come back and made, I think, what have been taken as sort of helpful suggestions. So I recommend a continuation of that practice. And I just wonder if we can sort of beef that up a little to make it more useful. Can we actually have a copy of the speech as delivered, for example, posted on the website for this working group, so that when people are looking for what's going on in IG matters, and there's the chief executive speaking about internet governance at an internet governance event, there's the text of the speech, for example. We can just looking at ways of making this information more accessible and more easy to find and more relevant. That would be helpful for all of these events. It's not about any particular event, just as a meta message for as we go forward.
Thanks very much for the suggestion, Peter. Nigel?
Yes, good afternoon. Nigel Hickson, Government Engagement Team, staff, whatever. Thank you, Peter. What we've tried to do in our ongoing relationship, and of course this is still early days for this cross-community working group, is to share in advance when we are preparing an input for a conference or where we're preparing an input for a UN negotiation or whatever. Sometimes it's not possible because of the time frame or because of other circumstances, but where we can do it, we will do it. In terms of circulating speeches that Fadi has given, or Fadi Jihadi, or perhaps even other people who have given at various events, if there's not a problem if they're public events. With Fadi Jihadi, usually the problem is actually getting the speech, because, as you know, he tends not to use written notes. He speaks from the heart, so to speak. But if I'm there, I usually do try and take a note. And so that note, I think, we've circulated on one or two occasions. And yes, I mean, perhaps we should make sure we do it on a regular basis. So thank you for the.
Thanks very much, Nigel, for this. I do note that in many of these conferences, there is some kind of recording taking place, whether it's video or audio. Would that perhaps be one way, if there is no written speech, to have at least a record of what Fadi said, and perhaps to have a repository for this specifically? Is there currently a repository on the ICANN website for this?
Yes, I mean there is a some of this is on the wiki, but probably not necessarily all in the same place. So, as I understand it, we have a location for this working group, don't we? So we can make sure that material is at that location.
Thank you, Nigel. I see Renate going, oh, more work. It looks as though we probably do have to beef up our wiki pages and perhaps have a segment or a location where we can either point to any location for the video or audio record of those speeches, but also if we do get the speech in advance, then we can have that repository there. I know that we don't have that many staff to do this, but it's, I guess, if we want to progress and actually have a good record of things and good access to these resources so that we know what's been said and perhaps take action on them and build on them, we need to have a home that is at least furnished to some extent. Any comments? Bill Drake.
Thank you. I don't have my computer from me, so I don't remember. But does this group live on the main ICANN page at all? I mean, there's lots of stuff on the main ICANN site about the CWG and the CCWG. I don't know whether is there any kind of organized spot for cross-community initiatives or other things. I mean, one thing that I just wonder about, because a lot of people actually don't really peruse Confluence that thoroughly, and some people find it a little bit oddly organized and sort of just, you know, it's like you have to dive into it. You know, if we decide that we want to have a little bit more ambition to the activities of this group, or at least a little bit more visibility to the activities this group, it might be sensible to have at least some small outpost on the main page as well, just to establish some collective consciousness that we exist.
Thanks very much, Bill. Before responding, the answer I think is no, there isn't any space on there. But then the only groups that are there that are listed are the SOs and ACs. So I don't see, apart from the CWG and CCWG, I don't see any other CWGs or CCWGs that are listed. And there are other CWGs and CCWGs, but usually they are housed in the home of the respective organizations that are chartering them. That's where the link goes to. I've got Vinny and then Judith. So Vinny Makovsky.
Very quick. It's on the fan page, lower right corner, there is a link to all the groups. And Of all the groups, like you open it and you have every group connected there, and it says, particularly there is like a beautiful picture, and it says ICANN groups.
Yeah, but Vinny, these are the SOs and ACs. These are, you know, the ALAC, the board, the address supporting organization, the CCNSO,
yeah,
etc.
I mean, I think my point is more generalizable too, because more and more work is being done on a cross-community basis. I would think also we might even suggest to Chris that there be some aggregated space for these things exist, and then if the pointers go off into Confluence for details, that's fine, but at least to have it visible there might not be a bad thing.
Okay, thanks very much, Bill. Let's have Judith Hellerstein.
Yes, this is Judith Hellerstein for the record. I've had discussions recently with Laura Bangford, who is redoing the ICANN website, and she was actually talking about this very issue today of how she could easily put out little pointers to different groups, and also put direct links into the Confluence Wiki for different events and everything like that to make it a lot easier to search in the ICANN homepage and for having direct links. So I would say just that we meet with her and discuss what is possible, because she was saying it was very easily to be done.
Yeah, thank you, Judith. Olivier speaking. And just for the record, I think Laura is working on the new website. I have a feeling this is a long-term thing, so it might be going on for a few years until we see anything coming
out. But she was saying that something could be done. She wanted to show me what could be done, and she had something actual to show you, to link. And so maybe that could be done for this working group as well.
Okay, understood. Let's move on, I think, from the website now. We've gone. Do you wish a few more words?
Yeah, quick. I guess if you want to ask that to put that in on the spot, we can ask Rizkift, who is responsible for IT service and so on, and he worked on the website. So that way, I think it will be the quickest way.
Thanks, Rafiq. Can we have that as an action item, and can you record the action item with the... Okay, so website... past speeches, past interventions, that's our first step. Where do we go from there? Where do we go more generally? I mean, we've got the forthcoming activities. I don't have them all in my head, and I can't read them because they're very, very small on my screen, but there are a number of events that are coming up. There are a number of things. Where do we go from here? How do we go about engaging with them and preparing for them? I see Peter has his hand up. Peter Dengethrush.
Thank you, Peter Dengethrush. Again, at a high level, we've got a whole series of events, and we had a timeline at the session the other night, starting, I think, with the United Nations on the 1st of July, and then the 2nd of July, or 3rd of July, and 4th of July. So these are just a matter of weeks away. What we've talked about is preparing an actual ICANN position on the WSIS extension, which I think would probably only run to a page. And most of that would be describing in the usual way who ICANN is, who this working group is, and the actual declaration of principles part would be probably four or five paragraphs. But there isn't actually any bottom-up community-derived ICANN position that I know of on the WSIS or the extension of the IGF, although all of us, I think, have a common view, and we've got staff and the CEO and people participating on the basis of that assumption. So it seems to me to be helpful if we could have, and I'm not talking something complex or contentious, this group could actually develop that, and it could have the input and the support, and we could send it back through the co-chairs to the CCNSO and the other SOs, and back it would come. And that would be then a community-derived position which our warriors can arm themselves when they go in to do battle in these various fora, because at the moment all they've got is a very long history of supporting, and here's now the official, if you like, or the community bottom-up position. So that could be something we could aim at sort of having finished, if possible, by Dublin. I'm not imagining there's going to be any contentiousness about this. It's going to be writing down what the actual position is and proving that everybody agrees with it. If they don't agree with it, of course, if there is any contention, well, then we really should find out about it. I'm pretty confident there isn't. I think most people at ICANN have got a reasonably supportive view of the IGF and the WSIS process and want to see it carried on. And if so, why not say so? Thanks.
Thanks very much, Peter. Youngham.
Thanks, Olivier. This is Youngham. I actually basically agree with Peter in saying that we need to, it would be good for us to come up with a position, but I think it was Marilyn who voiced the concern that we do not have the mandate from the SOs. And of course, we can come up with one and then go back to the SOs and try to do that. But if I remember what we did in NetMDL, we came up with a position, we had this public session, and we had the feeling for the session. And so I think, I don't know if we are chartered to come up with an official ICANN position, but I would just like to go for a community sort of feeling kind of position. Thanks.
Thanks, Yuman. David Ferris?
Thank you, David Ferris. I'm not really sure why we don't have a mandate. I understand our mandate being giving advice to ICANN about how it engages in internet governance activities. And therefore, whatever statement we produce would be a statement that we could present to ICANN and say, this is the position that the community has established. It doesn't have to be to the WSIS directly, but it would be made public. We could make it public if it's directed to FADI or to whomever within ICANN staff. So you can achieve the same goal within our mandate, I believe. And I would just argue that I think perhaps we need to have a general set of guiding principles for ICANN around internet governance issues outside of ICANN activities. It's something I think I've mentioned several times through the working group in the CCWG, so that I think the staff and the leadership of ICANN have a clear statement from the community as to what we think ICANN should and should not be doing in the IG space.
Thanks, David. Bill Drake.
So, if we all recall the beginning of this process, last time we were in Buenos Aires, we were looking forward to the Net Mundial, and Fadi had that 7 a.m. meeting with 1,000 people in the room where he sort of said, you know, there's these threats to the ecosystem, and we must do this and that, et cetera, and we decided sort of on the fly, well, we'll create this working group. And actually, at the time, I remember him whispering to me on the stage, how many working groups should we have? I said, one. You know, he was thinking of multiple, which I thought, wow. And we set as our first objective to provide an input into the Net Mundial. And then after that, which we did, I thought, quite nicely. But then after that, I think really it's not been clear whether everybody had a shared vision that we would be doing any further independent speaking for the community separate from ICANN, the organization. And I think that that's just been sort of the unresolved thing that's been in the air. When Marilyn has at times, and I think people from IPC also have at times suggested that we don't have a mandate to be making statements in an external environment, I think that speaks to a collective sense of, is that really what we're here for? You know, and my question is, you know, well, are there things where indeed we feel that, you know, at a high enough level of generality, we do have enough consensus, and I think the Net Mundial statement indicates we do. And then secondly, is it helpful for the community to be speaking in parallel with whatever the staff's doing? Now, in the case of the WSIS, we know that ICANN is working with ISOC and other ISTARs on collective positions and so on. So one could make the argument, well, you know, ICANN's already in that process. Is it helpful to have the community speaking alongside that? You know, you can make the argument that, you know, we want to emphasize to people, and we did this at the WSIS Forum workshop we did as well, that ICANN is indeed not just like a secretariat. It's the community, right? And I think there's something to be said for trying to establish that and bring that home to people operating environments where that's not really, you know, something that they integrally take on board. They may not have a sense of that, particularly the kind of diplomats who represent governments in the General Assembly, for example, where they don't interact with that kind of mobilized community. So from my own standpoint, to make a long story short, I think that it is potentially useful for us to do this. If, however, people feel that this is too contentious or too administratively difficult, I also don't want to have internal warfare about it, in which case then the more mellow approach that David's suggesting, of us simply providing input to the ICANN staff and leadership, saying here's kind of where the community is, that's something we can do a lot more easily, I would think, than external representations. If we don't want to do either of those things, then I would say maybe we're not really a working group, and we should be a working party a place for people who care about internet governance in ICANN to come together and take stock of what's going on and plan the public session. And not so much more. It doesn't make sense to be a working group if you don't have an agenda of work and outputs, in my own view. So I think that these are like fundamental questions that we have to decide whether there's significant enough interest in the community to try to engage externally or provide input internally or simply be a place where we're getting together and sharing information about upcoming things, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm happy with whatever everybody's happy with.
Thanks, Bill. We have Peter Dengate-Rush next. No? Okay. Nigel Hickson.
Yes, thank you very much, Nigel Hickson, staff. I thought it just might be useful to set out what we're doing on the WSIS in terms of the process. Of course, as we were reminded earlier in this agenda item, there are other issues apart from WSIS, which we could perhaps outline the input we propose to make and discuss those in the context of what's been said as well. But on WSIS, the ISTAR organisations, as you know, the ISTAR leaders meet from time to time, so that's the regional internet registries and the IETF and ISOC and W3C, and they decided that for the input into the WSIS process, we would have a coordinated position, and we formed a small group led by ISOC to determine that sort of coordinated position. This isn't sort of like hard negotiating. This is a sort of coordination of a position with the understanding that generally the input from the technical community is more effective if it's aligned in some way. So, having said that, the sort of messages that we will be putting across in various fora, whether it's in Geneva or New York or wherever, will be as a result of that strategic sort of development process. So from a process point of view, I mean, I obviously not here to address what the working group wants to decide upon, but from a process point of view, having an input from the community, if you like, at the input into that process, as I think some people were suggesting, is extremely valuable. You know, so if one is going around the corridors and someone says, you know, we think that the WSIS process should have an output of X or whatever, you know, that forms part of your collective thinking. So when you're in a group discussion with other people, you know, you reflect on those issues. So having some sort of input would, of course, be appropriate. I think where the problem comes from a process point of view, and I'm not trying to predetermine any results, is where you have dual positions. So if the CCWG came out with the quote ICANN community position, which was then slightly different from the address that Fadi or Venny or whoever made at a WSIS meeting, or my, you know, myself or whatever, then you know that would cause some confusion, because as we know, the outside world is confused by ICANN and the ICANN community. I mean, yeah. Understandably, and ICANN is ICANN. I mean, you know, I know this. So I think that, you know, that process question is interesting. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. After, I think it was in Los Angeles when the working group started its work, and I think it's not Los Angeles this time, but it was about a year ago. There were concerns from Tariq on exactly what you've mentioned here, what happens when there is a dissenting view and when the working group has a different point of view than staff. And there had been questions about the working group instructing staff on what to say, and obviously pushback on that. Have we, in your view, found some just balance in the work that we've done with you in the past few months, I guess, because there has been some input from the working group towards the ICANN stance in various issues and so on, maybe not to the extent that we would wish it would go. Has there been any feedback on your side as to what the current relationship is?
I'll be very brief because others... So I should have said at the beginning that I wanted to give Tariq Kamal's apologies for not being here. He really did want to be here at this meeting, but unfortunately he's had to return to Europe. His view is that the relationship with this group has been very positive, as you can see from this paper. Although, you know, I did a lot of the drafting, if you like. Some of the additions were made by community members that greatly enhanced the some of the detail and the intelligibility of the paper. So that was useful. The input to the CSTD process, ICANN's contribution to that was if you like, enhanced through the working group process. So I think the answer is yes. Where it's appropriate, where it's possible, yes. I mean, it's good.
Okay, thanks. David Ferris?
Yes, thank you. I guess I'm just wondering if the CCWG can't give guidance to staff about what the community's view is about what ICANN's role should be in the IG space and what the community's position is, what's the utility of having a CCWG?
Yeah, so Olivia speaking.
And what about the bottom-up process?
Did I say guidance? Sorry. I think the CCWG can give guidance. It cannot instruct staff. That was the fine line between giving guidance and instructing. Did I get this correctly, Nigel? Was that the concern that Tariq had on this? And that was in response to some of the discussions that he had heard via third parties, et cetera, not quite the... what was exactly said, but so that's something that's been done so far. The question now comes onto whether this working group can also produce papers that will go directly to those various fora. And there is a precedent with Net Mondial, the Net Mondial principles, and of course that was a bare bones, the sort of lowest common denominator that we had. It wasn't a paper that was particularly earth-shattering, but at the same time, it certainly appeared to be reflecting the basic view of the community at ICANN. We'll have Peter Dengethrush.
Yes, Peter here. I think we're getting off track. I think we're inventing a difficulty and then trying to solve it. The idea that we're talking about separate lines of communication, the language that Bill used, frankly confuses me. We're not talking about developing a competitive position, a parallel position, speaking alongside that. What we're talking about is developing, we are ICANN. Okay? The way this works is that we are ICANN. There's not someone else called ICANN that we're going to go and try and talk to. We are ICANN. So we are going to develop the ICANN position. And in developing that, if there's any kind of sense of conflict, then this is where it gets resolved. And staff will be feeding into that process with the enormous expertise that they've had. And out of all that process will come the ICANN position. So let's not create a sense that there's going to be two positions and then we have to have a resolution mechanism for solving them. Let's just work on, as a working group, on creating a position, and that becomes the ICANN position with staff input and staff expertise and CSE-NSO expertise, and all the different components of ICANN will make the ICANN position. That's what we're talking about. And in this case, it's a relatively simple one because it's the position we've been adopted and been doing for the last 15 years. So on the specific question of would we then create something and send it directly to a forum, no. I think that seems to have been a very ad hoc solution arising from an urgent response to Net Mondial. I mean, the person who's going to take the ICANN position to the WSIS is the CEO and Vinnie and the other staff that are going already to talk to those things. It's not a question of trying to send a different message from that one. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Peter, for this. So we've got Alejandro and then Veni. Alejandro Pisanti.
Thank you, Chair, and the person sitting on it. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I have seen weird in ICANN. I have seen weirder in ICANN. And I am really baffled because I don't know if I'm seeing the most reasonable thing or even weirder. And the question here is, it's made very clear by Peter's latest statement. I hope it's not his last statement. It would be terrible. The we are ICANN view reminds us that when the community in ICANN has to arrive at a position, It does by established procedures. It goes bottom-up from the constituencies of the SOs when they have constituencies. Then the SOs themselves, they discuss them, they vote them, they have a policy development process that has 45 days here for consultations and 30 days there for ratifications and stuff. And then you have a position that is the community's position that is put forward to the board, and the board may vote on it. In a short summary, for all my recollection, this CCWG was created mostly in a reactive situation to constrain FADI around Net Mundial, and it's like a strange creature reputed to have lived in Prague some years ago, crafted by hand out of clay, which suddenly got a life of its own and started giving orders and doing some mischief, the golem. So I'm not sure if that's happening or this is just a CCWG that will assist the community's own established processes by making it easier to communicate across the communities so that they will have shared drafts and then put them, push them forward, push them upward through the process from the bottom. It's also quite striking to think that these positions would be about much more than ICANN itself, and they would give a lot of they could bring out a lot of surprises, because most of these some of these communities are in a level of meeting eye to eye within ICANN, but basically ICANN was established because they don't see eye to eye. So ICANN, for example, in the GNSO space, is established so that the non-commercial entities, the commercial entities, the registries, the registrars, etc., have a way to find agreements inside ICANN instead of having to fight them out with the FTC in the US or the European Commission or whoever. So these communities in other issues are at each other's throats in internet governance. You have intellectual property interests at in total contention with some of the non-commercial proponents or some of the ALAC entities. So maybe clarifying the function that this is useful to feed the community's standard processes and maybe help make them faster and clearer would be a right way to understand the group, and everything else is going to lead to a mess here, a mess there, or a mess everywhere, and this golem picture will be remembered fondly as that was when it was not so bad.
Thanks, Alejandro. Next is Veni Markovsky.
Thanks. I'm a little bit lost at the agenda because it seems like we're talking about something.
We're on three, and we're looking at the overall, the high-level picture, I guess, so before digging in onto it. I think we have actually probably even gone further than three, because it looks as though the only real deadline for us at the moment is going to be that process, the WSIS.
So I think the confusion came from the fact that within the WSIS review process, there are certain deadlines. For example, mid-July, there is a deadline for comments to be received by the community. And these comments, somebody has to send them, one. And two, there is like a deadline tonight to self-nominate yourselves to participate at the meeting on July 2nd. And there was another deadline last night. So there are so many deadlines, and there will be even more. This is one part. Another part is whether you want to discuss a position on the WSIS plus 10, but the position on the WSIS plus 10 before we know what will the WSIS plus 10 come with is a little bit difficult to make, because the first draft of the document which the co-facilitators will prepare will be published the first week of September. So we really don't know what will be discussed next week, neither on 1st of July nor 2nd of July. We have some ideas, but that's all. And I think before we see something in writing, and by the way, my observations from the co-facilitators is that they're trying to do this as open as possible, and even as open as has never been at the UN in New York, is that they will give us enough, us meaning like the broader community of the non-governmental players, will give us enough time to send comments on every draft that they will do. So they are planning to have three drafts and maybe a fourth one. They are planning to have two preparatory committees and maybe a third one. for those of you who are not familiar with these terms, these are preparatory committees are meetings in New York at which the government will have discussions on the documents that will, and it's called an outcome document, which will be signed in December by the ministers. So in all these steps, there will be time for discussions. And on all these steps, there will be, there may be, most probably most of those discussions will not require any opinion from ICANN, depending on which action lines are reviewed from the WSIS. Of course, if there is a discussion on the IGF, we've heard that on a number of times. You know, I don't think anyone is doubtful at ICANN, be that staff, board, community, random people showing up, whether this needs to be continued. But then again, this is only one very, very small part of the whole process. So I think we really we need to see what the co-facilitators will write in the first draft, which is called, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar, non-paper, even though it's going to be a paper, and then decide or maybe continue in the mailing list discussion.
Thanks, Fanny. Olivia speaking. Is there any, I'm going to ask the unaskable, is there any timetable for this? Any timetable for this? Do we know when the when any consultations are likely
I
to
will,
be?
It's on the UN website. So
it's on
I
the
will,
UN. It's on Marilyn's one, yeah, because I can't see it on the one that's on the screen
is,
here. That's
it
the
is,
problem.
It is on UNDESA. If you guys search for UNDESA and WSIS, it will show up. And all the timeline is there. However, note in the file it says draft, which means that most probably next week there will be another discussion how this draft will become permanent.
Thank you, Vaini. Peter, then get Thrush. And then, perhaps shall I get Bill and then Peter? Bill Drake.
Just to respond to a couple of points that have been made. When you suggest that I'm creating a bifurcation or a problem to be solved or something, I was simply building on the fact that we've been meeting weekly on phone for a year and a half, and during that time, a great number of times, people have expressed the view, some people, a minority maybe, but some people have expressed the view that this group should do in the future what it did in the past, which was to make its own statement that went out into the world. Okay? So I didn't invent that. That's a discussion that we've been having. Now, whether that is a golem-like mischief or something like that, I leave to other people to decide. As I said, I'm perfectly happy if we don't, if there's not the consensus to do that and we want to restrict ourselves to simply interacting with staff prior to meetings, providing input to them, seeing documents that they are working on, and so on. As I said, I'm totally happy with that, too. I was not lobbying for the notion that we should independently go out and craft separate positions from the staff. I was only reflecting the fact that people have raised that point a number of times as something that we could do. I haven't seen it being problematic so far. What we did at NetMundial, I thought was pretty anodyne, and I think it was useful in that context, at least, to have had the ICANN community speaking as a community, and the things we said I think were worth saying. So you know, one could see the argument for doing things similarly, but if it's problematic with some people, then there's no reason to do it. But again, if we're not doing that, if we're not actually producing an outcome document of any sort, then again, I raise the question of, do we need to be a working group, or should we be a working party that is basically an interest group within ICANN of people who are concerned about the larger ecosystem and tracking what's going on and coordinating with staff and so on. In which case, perhaps, then we would be less bound by the complexities of getting every part of the ICANN community on board each time we wanted to do anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a question. By the way, though, Alejandro was not created to constrain Fadi. It was Fadi's idea. So just on that. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much for Bill. I'd like to hear from others around the table who haven't spoken so far. We'll have Peter respond to you, and then we'll get a round the table view.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Bill. I think that's very helpful. So let's move off this. Yeah. If there's ever a debate about whether we should be doing anything separate, for the record, I'm going to vote against it if I have a vote. And as far as the staff, where I come from, normally the staff would be preparing the first draft of such a paper, so that's going to be how we coordinate this in future. Can I have to go, so I wonder if I could leave you with another topic that I would like the community to endorse and support if possible, and that is the two suggestions that were raised in the public forum, our public session. One was that there are occasionally these United Nations meetings, I'm thinking particularly now of this WSIS process leading up to the vote in December, where members of developing countries, SMEs, etc., were unable to participate. And the suggestion was made that ICANN might be able to help by its now very sophisticated streaming and other services. I have no idea whether it's possible to do that at a United Nations meeting, but it would be good for us to be seen, I think, to be helping with that. And the other one was raised by Bertrand, which was at the fundamental level of whether these meetings are multi-stakeholder or not. And I can remember, and Alejandro can remember, where we've had our senior leadership ejected or not admitted to some of these meetings in years gone by. And we know that things have got a lot better. But again, it would be quite nice if part of the ICANN position, part of these principles and part of any concrete actions that we take are always positively on the side of openness, transparency, participation, multi-stakeholder, everyone being present. It may be that there are voting rules at the end of the day that we have to not participate in, but in terms of the discussions. So thanks, Vinny. I'm going to leave, but I'd just like to support those two things, the openness principle, and two, the technical support of streaming and recording the meetings. Thanks.
Thanks very much for your contribution, Peter. Vinny Markovsky.
Thank you. And I've put in the in the chat room the links to the document. To respond to Peter's two questions or comments, first of all, the meetings so far has been webcast. There is webcast organized by the UN, which is actually very good. It's on the web TV of the UN, so anyone can go and see. With regards to participation, there is no need for any support for participation because this is being driven only by the missions of the respective countries to the UN, and there are 193 or so there, and they have people there who participate. So nobody from any capital is planning to go for the negotiations there because they have the diplomats there. That's all.
Thanks very much, Vinny. Earlier you did mention actually that there was a deadline for nominations of people to go and speak at the UN, but I believe that's for the 2nd of July is the actual day when this happens. This seems to be so short notice. Quite surprising.
It is a short notice because apparently they're trying, again, it's a work in progress. I'm sure that for the next preparatory committee it will be announced much earlier. But they're trying to do it as open as possible.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Vinny. I have received that invitation. In fact, quite a few people have received that invitation. Looks like they spammed half of the people they could find on the list. And I expect that there'll be either a lot of people wanting to be in that position, and I'm a little concerned that whoever will be going for that position will not actually be there, probably sort of represent themselves, but not be able to represent anyone else on this. It's just the process is a little strange. Vinny?
Thank you. I've heard some of the people, names who put their names, are actually pretty decent people, including from the community. So we'll see who will actually show up, because the fact that your name is there doesn't yet mean that you will go. Like if somebody needs a visa, they won't be able to get a visa because the US State Department right now is not issuing any visas because of a hardware problem. So
a hardware problem. It's not an internet problem, is it? Okay. Marilia Maciel.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Marilia Maciel speaking. It's very late and I'm very tired, but let me try to articulate something that is intelligible about this. Well, first of all, in terms of participation, there will be two opportunities to participate in face-to-face meetings, if I understood correctly. One is now, another one is further down the road, in either September or October. Vinny can correct me, I don't remember very much. But there will be another opportunity. And one thing that non-governmental actors have been struggling with is the difficulty to participate in these processes, because usually it does not follow exactly in the scope of the things that we're doing. So maybe one thing to discuss would be, maybe people in this community would like to participate in the next one. This one is too close and the deadline is closing. But maybe in the next one, which I believe will be the one that it's more close to the meeting, so maybe it will be more important. Maybe we can do something organized to participate and to make our voices heard there. So maybe to organize for the next one, there will be importance of supporting people to go, maybe even financially speaking, because people do not usually have the resources in projects and activities they currently develop. Another point is related to remote participation or webcasting and how ICANN could kind of give support to that. And it's true that the meetings are transmitted through the webcast, but I believe that what came through the public session, and I would like to confirm this with Peter, but he's not here, but what I captured was that ICANN could probably offer support in spaces like the IGF, for instance, that have been struggling to enhance remote participation for many years now. And although they have the hubs and they use the system, but what ICANN has, for instance, worked with CGI to provide in Net Mundial was far superior to what we have in the IGF, even in terms of bringing in the hubs in a way that it's more flow and kind of interacts and ties in with the methodology of the meeting. So maybe this is something that ICANN could really offer support, not the UN itself, but the IGF. And I believe that would be a useful avenue to explore. I am with Bill that I don't have strong views in terms of contributing with a written contribution or not. Indeed, it has been something that we have been discussing. And I believe that even on a general level, like we contributed for the Net Mundial, talking about a vision would be something that would be relevant. I think that it's hard to understand how a community that has been as organized as this one could not tie itself around any vision of what should be done in terms of information society for the future. I mean, it's a key moment that we have, and civil society organizations have been collaborating with the technical community on different inputs related to the opening of the process, how stakeholders could be included into the process, or even the vision that the information society should remain people-centered and development-oriented. I think that even these documents can be short and concise and sometimes high-level. It sends a message to the world that we feel part of the ecosystem, we care about what is going on, and we are kind of united around this vision of development that I truly believe there is something that is important. So I think that we could. It's not that we need to do it. Maybe there is not a time or appetite in the community to do it, but I think that would be kind of relevant and a missed opportunity. But other than that, I believe that what is more important than providing something into the process is to try to understand how we can really be part of this international efforts that will be done by different parts of organizations that deal with internet governance to really foster the topic of development and to put people at the center. As I mentioned in the public meeting, how this translates into ICANN remit. How can we incorporate this on a day-to-day basis, and how do we see ourselves interacting with other organizations to try to coordinate and really send this message across, and not in terms of a high-level message, but really on the ground, how do we translate this into practice? So I believe that this is a mission for the next years, and to me more important than provide an input, which I believe would be valuable but okay if we don't want to do it, is to try to understand what is our role in this ecosystem to move this mission forward. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this input, Marilia. Just on the question that we said the community could come up with its own positions, are you by that then saying that they would be transmitting these positions directly like they did for Net Mundial, or are you saying that it could come up with its own positions to tell staff about the input for those outside submissions?
Well, I think that it's kind of both, because if there is room in the process for us to send our contribution, then we can send directly. I think there will be room for that. But of course, if we come up with a contribution that comes from the community, it kind of, I believe, will orient staff in how they will participate and interact when they are in this meeting. So it would work for both goals, I think.
Thanks, Marilia. Youngham?
Thanks, Olivier. This is Youngham. I think the reason why we're kind of, we seem to be kind of maybe not so clear about what our mandate is because we are trying to, I think when we first came together, we were trying to show a multi-stakeholder. I mean, the key concept was multi-stakeholder. But then, when you think about it, ICANN is made of the SOs and ACs and the stakeholders. But not just that formal stakeholder, but we wanted to show this community stakeholder approach. And so I agree with Marilia in saying that we could try to come up with a position which would not be a formal ICANN position. When we submitted our position to Net Mundial, we submitted as the group of ICANN Internet Governance, right? Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. So we would present ourselves as a working group on Internet Governance of ICANN. And so we could sometimes work with the staff, sometimes we could try to come up with our own position. And so I think, this is another way of showing the multi-stakeholderism within ICANN.
Okay, we've got another 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes to this discussion. It's Olivier speaking. I wanted to respond to a few points that I've heard here. So first on Alejandro's points about the danger of creating a golem. interesting analogy. And I think that ties up with what you've said, Youngham, the fact that there would be a community position and not just a position from a specific supporting organization or advisory committee or stakeholder group. If we do not have the ability to or the platform to be able to discuss a community position, and at that point the community, the ICANN community that we always refer to, does not appear to be having any voice at that point. Each one of these stakeholder groups which will have its voice, but as we all know, each one of the stakeholder groups have their own processes by which they take part in these external processes and so on, and so the IPC will be having its own people over at whatever meeting it's at, and others will be there, and so there won't be an actual ICANN community point of view. Now, that said, obviously, sometimes our points of view will be very different from each other, and that's where we would end up with something that might be much less advanced as a position than if each stakeholders was to say something. But I am a little concerned about not trying to get that community point of view. I mean, I saw you shake your head, Alejandro.
I don't know. I see this as potentially micromanagement by the community, and by a community which doesn't want the board to do micromanagement, but then it's actually writing down the words that have to be said on its behalf.
Micromanagement of what?
Of the statements that ICANN makes in these meetings. I see it with the potential. I guess we'll have to see it more in action in the future, but you already have a process. I mean, if these policies, if these are issues of such importance that the whole community has to express itself through as an ICANN position, then you have the PDPs. Then you have the PDPs. I mean, that's what you have the PDPs for, to establish the policies of the organization. So I'm really baffled, but you know, it may be my tendency to bafflement.
Thanks for this, Alejandro. I'm not a PDP expert, not being from the GNSO, but a PDP lasts several months and years and whatever. And looking at the actual preliminary roadmap for WESIS review, which Veni has pointed us to, and that was actually my second answer to Marilia on this occasion, I note that the pre-preparatory meeting is on the 1st of July. The deadline for written submissions is mid-July, so that gives 2 weeks for a response. Then the non-paper is looked at being first week of September, and a deadline for written submissions about the non-paper is the third week of September. So we're looking at very, very tight deadlines for providing 2 weeks between opening of comments or between the paper being published and then the comments being there. So in this way, I would certainly see having a working group ready to be able to plow into this with people that at least can focus on this rather than focusing on whatever else it is to reach a decision is probably the best way to move forward with this. Alejandro? Judith.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestate, for the record. I guess I like that idea, and I like Marilla's idea of getting prepared for the document to issue a statement and Young Sum is in the name of the Council Working Group in Internet Governance and not in any other. And I like that. I'm also really. I'm not sure. Do we think we can able with these 2 week turnarounds to agree? Because we're not going to be able to go back to the chairs and get approval within that tight time frame, and so that's the concern of that. And my also other concern is if the idea then is to if we do put in a paper and we do also come to one of the preparatory meetings. Then the October one is the same time as Dublin. And unless they're going to change that, that's going to be sort of problematical for us, and we're going to do all this effort and then not even present. And so that's my question to everyone, and maybe the deadlines are changing, and maybe they're going to change these, and so that was it.
Vinny.
Just to respond to the dates for the October meeting, this was raised during the preliminary meeting, which was a couple of weeks ago in New York, and the comment, as one would have expected, is that this is not ICANN-related issue at all, and therefore they don't care when the ICANN meeting is, because indeed, if you think about it, within the WSIS, the ICANN is not even mentioned in the Tunis agenda.
Let me just jump in and add a footnote to what Veni said, Alejandro. And that's not a bug, it's a feature.
Yeah, thanks. Nigel Higson.
Thank that and try to stay away.
Just Nigel Higson. Just a couple of things, if I may, to clarify a couple of points. First of all, in terms of support for the UN process. I mean, ICANN is open always to requests. We recently funded the transcription of all the CSTD output. So 2 whole days of CSTD output from that meeting were not going to be transcribed. Well, they'd been recorded, but they weren't going to be transcribed because the UN didn't have a budget, so we provided the budget and did the work for them. For the IGF, as you know, we do transcription and we provide funding to the IGF. We're involved in the MAG, and if the MAG asks for other contributions, then ICANN does consider it. So there is there is support there. In terms of just on the time around, and it's obviously up to this group how things are done, but I think we should reflect on what Benny said earlier, in that obviously we haven't seen the zero draft or the first preparatory draft or the non-paper, but we don't expect a paper of 450 paragraphs, 329 of which mention ICANN or the domain name system. We expect probably a paper of 5 or 6 sides to start with, where perhaps 1 or 2 paragraphs might talk about internet governance. in a broader sense. Might talk about enhanced cooperation in a broader sense. So, in terms of the input from this cross-community working group, you know, we did it for the input to CSTD in 2 weeks. So, you know, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Nigel. And we are reaching the end of this meeting. The time has gone very quickly. I wanted to draw out a few conclusions from the discussions that we've had here so far. There are a couple of action items that we've put down. But it looks to me as though we don't have a consensus on whether this group should draft its own statements and send them to external processes by itself, independently of staff. Perhaps one of the dangers is that ICANN staff would draft one position, the community would draft another position, and that would just confuse people very much, and it probably would confuse us as well and would create a whole lot of mess. What it does look like, though, is that the community certainly, some significant number of members here believe that the community is ICANN, basically, and should work with staff to draft positions and responses to these processes. And that probably brings us to the question of how far, you know, who is basically in the driving seat? Does the community drive? Does staff drive? Is there a shared driving seat? If the community turns left and staff turns right, where does the vehicle go? And this probably is the next stage of our discussions that we'll have to hold with staff. Nigel, I haven't given you any advance notice, but that's my own conclusions from what we have here. With regards to keeping this as a cross-community working group or having this group turn into a working party, Rafiq and I have just had a thought and said, well, if it goes into a working party, then really there is no link to the supporting organizations and advisory committees as such. And we've done all the work to be a cross-community working group. That opens the avenue for any substantial issue where there would be time for a decision and so on for the different members of the group to go back to their SOs and ACs and perhaps even undergo formal ratification of whatever position the working group is proposing. But it's obviously, for the current process that we have with the WESIS review, that's, I think, understood that it's going to be quite a struggle for the working group to come up with any concerted position, and definitely not a position that they can actually have their own constituency support in any way. So it will just have to be the informal process that we've had so far with Nigel, with Veni, with other policy staff, try to provide support as much as we can to be able to have a position that not only reflects the ICANN, the organization view, but actually the ICANN community view as well. Nigel, any thoughts on that, or in fact anybody else who wishes to add to this? Alejandro?
As I said, I am only an observer for now. I'm wondering if this status may change to an upgrade or a downgrade. I may very easily downgrade myself, but the way most organizations that have large constituencies, leaderships, and different types of issues with different timescales work is that there are some functions which are executive functions, and the executive functions are performed by the executives or the executive part of the organization. This would be top management, middle management, staff, depending on the exact issue. And the organizations, if they care very much about the issues, then they set up different levels of constraints. The more they care, the more they constrain the breadth of the field within which the management and or the executive representation can respond. That is by setting policy, that are sometimes very prescriptive. On the other hand, the more prescriptive a policy is, the less flexible it tends to be, the less adaptable to changing circumstances. So basically, you give a mandate which is built bottom-up to your structures, mostly in this case to the board, and the board has a vigilance on the staff through their reports, through the designation, through the ability to designate or remove the CEO. The CEO, in turn, has a lot of processes to make sure that people who speak for the organization represent the views of the organization, especially if they have been built bottom-up. If you have something that you really care about that has to be official, then you have the I mean, ICANN has an excess, if anything, of processes to make sure that nothing goes against the grain of the community, the policy development processes and so forth. But wanting to have an exact say on a given two-week call within a UN process that otherwise is a decadal process. It's a WSIS plus 10 means it's been ongoing for 10 years and it's looking for another 10 years. That may really be creating an artificial constraint that will not be fulfilled in a satisfactory way. Further, the WSIS discussion goes way beyond ICANN, and as you have already said, and Nigel has particularly expressed, ICANN issues don't even come up. Coming up with a discussion point about issues outside the ICANN remit from the ICANN community will only attract the limelights on ICANN and eventually cause two types of trouble, potentially. I mean, this is not a forecast, but the potential kind of trouble. One of them will be, okay, so let's discuss ICANN. And second, you know, guys, you have just made a fresh bunch of new enemies by coming in with a statement that will irritate or irk some of the participants. Particularly, as I've said, many of these participants, many of the ICANN participants are at odds with each other. ICANN was created so that these discrepancies and controversies may be resolved and moved forward. But outside the discrepancy, for example, between ideas of free speech and ideas of control of the media for the propagation of contents under intellectual property constraints are in a very strong opposition. Those are one of the bigger fights in WSIS. I think it's very incautious and potentially irresponsible to step in without considering all these angles. I don't say they haven't been considered. They may be. Other regular members of the group have asked to know the speeches to see if the constraints have been followed. But I would mostly go through expressing concerns, moving them forward, taking them to the staff or to the board, and making sure that in the long run, the very limited common will of the community is followed.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Alejandro. It's Olivier speaking. I think that the risk that you've described here is the one that's not going to happen, since we haven't reached consensus on, and I don't think we will ever reach consensus on being able to draft papers directly independently of ICANN, the ICANN staff structure as such, at least not in this room and not from what I've heard in our previous conference calls. But I think you've described quite well maybe one of the ways forward. Marilia, and we do have to close. I wanted to sort of summarize on a few points and a few action items that we can draw from this meeting. Maria Marcel.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Marilia Marcel speaking. Just to clarify what we have discussed and proposed here, I think Bill left, but I think that he shares the same opinion. It was never our intention to propose that we hold a position on cyber crimes or any of the issues that are going to be touched upon in a WSIS review process that do not fall under ICANN's remit. I think that what we have proposed here, but it's not happening, and it's quite okay that it's not happening, is that we write something that is related to what ICANN do. ICANN is one of the best examples of multi-stakeholder participation that we have. So if we reinforce the importance that the process remains multi-stakeholder in all the instances and et cetera, is something that we could contribute with, like we did in At Mundial, and it would be extremely valuable. If we endorse a view that the information society should continue to be people-centered, development-oriented, it is important. Several organizations are doing this. If we make a point that the WSIS review should be multi-stakeholder, open, transparent, several organizations are doing this, including ISOC. If we discuss something that is touched upon in several reports that have come from different UN organizations, such as the importance of internet exchange points and deploying IPv6, and et cetera, is something that we touch upon. And it would not be controversial. It would be not hard to reach a position. So just to clarify what we have proposed here, not to have it on record. Thank you.
That's great, Marilia. Thank you for putting that on record. But would you see a barrier to this being transmitted via the vector through the ICANN staff and the current?
Not at all, Rivier. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Jungham? Okay. Well, we're running out of time. We're actually late already on closing. Just additional action points. I think that there was a suggestion which was made by Marilia for ICANN to offer space in IGF for technical hubs. We can do a follow-up on that. I don't know. Nigel, do you want to do a follow-up on this? We can look at that as a follow-up. So that's one action item. Other action items. I think we've gone through all of the list that we had. That's all from me, really. Anything to add? Rafiq?
Not really.
You've been suffering due to the cold. You should bring a jacket with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for this. I realize it's very late, so thanks. I think it's been an okay meeting. We haven't got that many people around the table, but we've moved a little bit further forward. Nigel, I was going to give you the last word, since you've seen some of the discussions here, whether you had any comments to make.
No, thank you very much, Nigel Hickson. I think it's been very useful. I mean, certainly at the behest of the chairs, the continuation of the calls. In the calls, whether it's on a weekly or two-weekly basis, we can update the group on where we are in terms of the process. The timelines, of course, could change, and we can update the group on the timelines. But and there's also, of course, the other issues in the briefing paper that we need to, or we could perhaps touch on at some time, including the forthcoming OECD ministerial and work at the ITU. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Vinny Rakowski.
Thank you, Olivia. Just to say, I haven't been following your discussions and mailing list, but if the work in New York is extremely, it's taking a lot of time because also I'm the only one from the ISTAR organizations basically there, based there. But if you need at some point some updates, I would be more than happy to share with you upon, you know, just invitation and a time which allows me to participate on a conference call.
We'll make sure of that, and Nigel will liaise with you on these points. That's good. Renate, maybe we can just read through the action items, please, to make sure we haven't forgotten any, and then we can close.
Okay, we're Young Um Lee will follow up with the CCNSO on whether the decision for the charter.
May I ask you to send me a copy?
Of course.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Rafiq will ask Chris Gift to make the CCWGIG page more visible on the ICANN website. Nigel will look into having technical hubs at IGF, but helped by ICANN. And we're looking to building a repository for past speeches from FADI and past interventions on the CCWGIG page.
Thank you for this, Renate. There's one more that was missed, and that's the link that Veni has sent us with regards to the WISIS review preliminary roadmap. Okay. If we could save that and put it somewhere on our website. You've emailed it to yourself. Okay, fantastic. Super. That I think, will put some perspective for everyone who says, oh, let's write a paper for WISIS, but hang on, where, what, how, and how much time, especially with the summer coming up. So thanks, everyone, and this meeting is now adjourned. Bye-bye.